listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
It can be really scary to admit that there are a lot of things you don't know. We live in a world where people are quick to pounce on you if you express confusion or ask a question, and many online activists aren't honest about the fact that they didn't always know what the gender binary was either. Too often, people climb the ladder and say, "Hell yeah, I climbed the ladder, and I beat you to the top." The thing about the ladder is that you never stop climbing, and if you think you have a lot more work to do. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen,
and we're live on a Sunday morning, ready to do some podcasting. Mm-hmm. For those that are gonna ask, this is that excerpt was from our girl Francesca Ramsey, her book Well That Escalated Quickly. All right, let's do some podcasting. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Search the Black Guy Who Tips. Leave us 5-star reviews. The official weapon of the show is
the taser,
and an unofficial sport,
bullet ball,
and bullet ball extreme. And you can find us everywhere. You know, 5-star reviews is what's the most important thing that we talked about. Okay, guys, go on iTunes, Stitcher, leave us some 5-star reviews. That's what the sponsor is today. 5-star reviews. All right, you leaving us them. All right, let's get into the show. There's all kinds of stuff happening. Don't even really know where to start because there's just so much stuff happening right now. I think we'll start with let's start with some LGBTQ news. I don't remember if we got to do any last week, and you know what, stuff keeps happening to it, the LGBTQ does. Rainbow family out there, and so we're gonna keep talking about it. Let me get my music to come up. Oh, and it wants to move slow. All right, well, that just took all the wind out of my sails. Oh, okay, I see it moving slowly in the background, real slow actually. All right, well, how you doing over there? Everything okay with you?
Oh, everything okay. I mean,
there we go. All right.
I mean, I was gonna talk now. I have no shortage of words.
Something I wanna ask you. There's something that I wanna know. And to this question, you have the answer. So tell me what I wanna know. Do you wanna funk? Do you wanna funk? Won't you tell me now? Won't you tell me now? If you wanna funk, let me show you how. Do you wanna funk with me? Do you wanna funk with me? All right, let's get into LGBTQ news, guys. There's all kinds of stuff happening, and we got to talk about it. So we talked about this earlier, but there was an actress who was fired from the stage production of The Color Purple in the UK because she had some homophobic comments on social media in the past, and she still kind of stands by those comments. So people are like, well, The Color Purple involves a black queer woman and CeeLee as the lead,
and you're supposed to be playing that role.
Right, and we don't want somebody doing that said on her page, "I do not believe you can be born gay. I do not believe homosexuality is right." So that seems to be a kind of a problem. And so she was let go. She decided to, I believe, sue. Sorry. A bit of a cold today. Sorry, everyone. Amuba announced plans to sue her agency, Michael Garrett Associates, for religious discrimination, which is a new way that people are able to be bigots, is to say you're discriminating against my right to be a bigot, and my right to be a bigot comes from God. There's another, you know, y'all talking about hugs in the courtroom, and I'm like, it's a lot of other shit out here.
No important than a goddamn hug.
That, I'm not even saying more important, but it's a lot. This shit affects everything. It's not just the, you know, it's not just the stuff we can all agree on. It's also shit like, you know, people saying it's okay to be homophobic because that comes from God. And, you know, even with the good people in church that don't believe that, they're losing that fight when it comes to the discrimination that is happening in different countries and from the more vocal elements of that crowd. So even if there is a silent majority that disagrees, or even if there's a very vocal minority that disagrees, whatever that is, they're not winning that fight for Christianity. A lot of people are getting laws passed in the government,
right?
And people go and sit in those pews, and they not changing the fucking church, at least not at a rate fast enough to make this kind of stuff, you know, get somebody up out of the paint, you know. Anyway, and it's not saying it's just their fault. I'm saying just that is another way that religion is really hurting people throughout the world.
Yes, and when I said bigger than a goddamn hug, the thing is, it all stems from the same place. And so you have to kind of, and I'm speaking for me personally when I say this, I have to prioritize what I'm going to put the anger towards and what I'm not going to put the anger towards. And I didn't put my anger towards that child because I felt like on the scale of shit in my, for
well,
me,
I was talking about the judge, but go ahead.
Right. And on my scale for shit to be mad about, yeah, the judge and the bailiff, that's a whole different story.
Cause remember, the judge hugged her and gave her a Bible. That was also Christianity. Like, right. That wasn't just a hug of compassion. So to me, that's religious as well.
Correct. And I guess I split the two up. When I say that, I'm talking about the brother, the younger brother. I'm not.
Yeah, we talked about it on the show before.
Right, but I want to make that clear when I made that comment, because I didn't want people to take my comment out of context.
Absolutely agree. Yeah.
So when I said that, I like the judge and the bailiff, yes, be mad, be upset. Those are grown ass adults. But the younger brother, you know, it was like anger just spewed everywhere, and I completely understand that because it's all stemming from the same place. And the thing is, when you're talking about religion and Christianity and getting into the court system and shit like that, the thing is, the right for free religion is for all religions to have the right to do, you know what I mean, to practice however they practice. The problem is when you take these religious rights and you go, well, our religion is the only religion, and you start passing laws to kind of sway people to whatever your religion is. And the thing is, you doing this, you actually taking away your religious right too, because now you have a fight on your hands. You have people that didn't give a fuck now giving a fuck because you passed these laws.
Yep. So she's suing, or planning to sue. And now, of course, Alice Walker, who wrote the book, is coming out to talk about it. It is safe to say, after a frightful life serving and obeying abusive men who raped in place of making love, my grandmother, like Celie, was not attracted to men. She was in fact very drawn to my grandfather's lover, a beautiful woman who was kind to her and the only grown person to ever seem to notice how remarkable and creative she was. In giving Celie the love of this woman in every way love can be expressed, I was clear in my intention to demonstrate that she too, like all of us, deserved to be seen, appreciated, and deeply loved by someone who saw her as whole and worthy. Playing the role of Celie, while not believing in her right to be loved or to express her love in any way she chooses, would be a betrayal of women's rights to be free.
Right.
As an elder, I urge all of us to think carefully about what I'm saying, even as you, Oluwaseyi Umuba, sued a theater company for voiding your contract. So she called out by name and said, I wrote this shit.
Right. I wrote it, and I purposely wrote it like this. And the thing about it, the lawsuits be killing me. Like, because I'm like, the character is gay, dog, and you don't believe that, you cannot play this character. I'm sorry, you can't play the character.
Right.
And then you want to get mad because they say you can't play a character that you don't believe in.
Like, imagine a person who is overtly actual, like, racist being like, I just don't see why I can't play, you know, this character in this movie about, you know, that's against racism. I just don't understand what the problem is, you know. It's like, nah, that then give it to somebody that actually believes in that shit. And I understand people are gonna be like, well, acting is, you know, you can do anything if you acting. I mean, you might not believe what you're doing, but you're doing the role, right? But if I'm picking the people I want on my project, I want people that I feel like we can are like-mindedly in a creative space that we can work together. And I might look at you and be like, dog, your belief system is so fucked up, I don't want to work with you. I don't want to be on this project. You think Celia as a character is the only queer person in as like involved in fucking theater in the whole production? Like, nah, we don't want a fucking bigot among us, dog. You gotta go.
And the thing is, yes, you can play any character, I understand that, but you know what them people ain't doing? Expressing that. They're not tell, I don't know. They didn't open up their mouth. They didn't put on, nobody knows. These are private thoughts. But I know. And I know means I get to make a decision off of the knowledge that I have.
Right. So, prison guards mock transgender inmates in a private Facebook group and revealed their personal medical info.
What?
The groups, both named Behind the Walls and followed by different spellings of Illinois Department of Corrections, each had more than 4,000 members. At least 25 Illinois Department of Corrections employees have taken part in online conversations that mock, demeaned, or disclosed personal and medical information about transgender inmates, including calling transgender women it and he in two private Facebook groups, an Injustice Watch review has found. The posts were written by low-level officers, sergeants, lieutenants, and other correctional staffers, including a counselor and a parole officer from across the state. The posts include comments degrading transgender women and outing their LGBTQ prisoners. They openly discuss private information about inmates, including alleged sexual acts and medical treatments they receive. Now, obviously, obviously this is infuriating. And obviously, these people are bigoted and should not be working with people that they can't even maintain, you know, they can't even be off the clock and not be fucked up about it. The other part of this I found interesting, and I'm not trying to say this to excuse anything, but like, how fucking stupid could you be to put this in writing in a fucking Facebook group?
Right.
It doesn't matter if it's private or closed, it's 4,000 fucking people in there. You
Somebody's
idiot.
Somebody's going to tell.
Like, I'm glad they did it, because they got caught. But this is also extremely fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't imagine, like, what would make you think that was okay? You know, like, I remember when our Facebook group was up and it was private and stuff, I'd be like, hey, this shit right here, someone can still take a screenshot of it. Mm-hmm. Someone can still be saving pictures and stuff in here. Mm-hmm. Someone could be doing anything with this shit. Like, I understand people, like, that's why when people say, what's a safe space? I'm like, don't call it that, because there's no fucking space that is really safe.
Yeah, you can't control people.
People are fucking weird and fucked up. And in this case, these people got together to go, I guess, in a place that was safe for bigotry. And that's how they ass got caught. Let's see, the degrading comments are coming to light as the department is embroiled in a series of pending lawsuits, including a class action claim brought by six transgender women contending that they received inadequate medical treatment while in prison. Yeah, because, you know, the kind of person that's calling you it and he is probably not the kind of person that's going to give you adequate medical attention, you know? I'm probably not going to care so much about your rights. You know, it's kind of like how the police that just happen to be racist somehow always end up being the ones shooting motherfuckers. It's just, you know how it is. I seen this motherfucker with a beard, correctional officer Jane Schaefer, who appears on Facebook under the name Jane Schaefer, wrote in a group after a post was shared last December about the transgender of a then incarcerated then incarcerated transgender woman, Strawberry Hampton, to a women's facility. The state is stupid. I'd chop his pecker off for him, then he can be quote unquote female. okay, well, hey, go back to work. I'm sure it'll be fine. That's the kind of professionalism we expect. Many of the discussions in the Facebook group refer to Hampton, who has filed two lawsuits against the department alleging abuse and mistreatment by correction officers as a result of her gender identity. You know, makes you wonder, if many of the posts are about her and many of the posts are a bunch of bigoted transphobic language, maybe her lawsuits have some merit. It's almost as if in your offense to being sued, you proved that you aren't doing your job right. Funny how that works. It's funny how that, it's just funny sometimes. Correctional officer Kenneth Mottershaw commented on a news article posted about Hampton in March 2018. No matter way you look at it, it's a freaking male inmate, he wrote. Transgenders are a fucking joke in my view. Imagine everything is spelled the wrong way and just
imagine everything spelled the wrong way.
It'll save you some time. These fucking idiots. Another officer, Richard Glazik, wrote of Hampton in early 2018, oh, hope this it is playing is paying all legal fees. What, I mean, it sound like y'all gonna lose the case the way y'all talking, so y'all gonna be paying them legal fees. Let me tell you something, I did not discriminate against it or him at all. You know,
you while you're a, talking,
why you? I don't know if you just know what you were saying, but oh man, I had something in my beard this whole time. I don't know what you, if you know what you were just saying, but yeah, that's kind of the problem. All right, let me.
Did you get it out?
But yeah, so another officer, oh wait, Injustice Watch learned of the two Facebook groups, which explicitly say in their descriptions that they are for current and former Illinois correction staffers or department connected people, because of course they don't want no mysteries when it's discovered. As part of its continuing examination of troubling posts by current and former law enforcement officers on the social network, the groups, both named Behind the Walls and followed by different spellings of Illinois Department of Corrections, are private, meaning that a moderator must grant access before a Facebook user can view or comment on the post. Each group has more than 4,000 members. I'm just saying, what does it say about these people that they thought 4,000 other people,
right,
100% agreed with their transphobia? What does that say about
they were just letting people in? They probably didn't even care half the time.
I'm not even saying that. They probably were vetting people.
Okay.
To make sure you work there. They can check your name and see if you work there. Here's my thing is this. What does it say about our system that the assumption is if you work at this place, you are comfortable with this level of transphobia? Like, what does that mean for an inmate there? What does that mean when these are the people that work there? It, to me, that says that even if you're not quote unquote cool with it, you're not vocal. Mm-mm. That the culture is one of transphobia, discrimination, all this stuff, and that you either get down or lay down.
Yeah, because if you start speaking, you probably and people that probably spoke against it no longer work there.
If that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If they spoke up, they no longer have a job a lot of times. They'd be quick to get you out of there.
If they spoke up, you know, which I don't know that anyone did. In one group, members are warned snitches will be permanently banned from the group. No warnings, no second chances, zero tolerance. The individual's name in the story did not respond to requests for comment. The offensive comments were often left on news stories about the lawsuits shared in the group. The discussions continued despite warnings from other group members that the department's own internal affairs team of attorneys or of those inmates may be watching.
Yeah, so they people was like, hey, y'all do know they looking up, they watching y'all.
Keep in mind, that's not a, hey man, don't say that, that's fucked up. It's, well, y'all gonna get caught. Like, it's too much to hope for people to be like, this is wrong, you shouldn't do it. Mark Delia, who investigates administrative and criminal misconduct by staffers at the department's chief of investigations and intelligence, was a member of both Facebook groups as of September. Delia did not participate in any of the comment threads that were obtained by Injustice Watch, and he declined to comment about his membership in the groups. Well, he has plausible deniability, because as someone that was in Facebook group before, it's possible you don't keep up with everything happening in there.
So many posts.
You can be a member of a group and not really keep up with any of the shit.
Mm-mm.
So unless you got comments or likes or something like that from him, you're not gonna be able to prove he saw that shit. Correctional staff members in the leadership positions also participated in private Facebook conversations. In one exchange, correctional officer Jordan Schreiber, who appears in the Facebook under the name Kenny Wayne, appeared to mock both a department lieutenant and Hampton, claiming the two looked alike. The lieutenant, Adrian Corley, responded to the post and explained that they only look similar because Schreiber's vantage point, alluding to the officer performing oral sex on male genitalia on both the lieutenant and Hampton. Corley also referred to Schreiber as a twink, a slang term to describe slender young gay men. Jeremiah Varble, a correctional sergeant, commented on the post shared in January 2018, writing about witnessing a transgender prisoner referenced by a nickname performing oral sex on male genitalia at the Logan Correctional Center lockup in 2012. It was an odd experience, he wrote. That prison facility houses only women. Varble also shared a meme in that thread that read, "This is some gay shit," in response to the post, which was about Hampton's court request to be moved to a women's correctional institution. Varble was promoted to sergeant this year, according to state employment records. Yep. After a reporter provided the department with images of the post from the 9 current correctional employees, the state penal official said they do not tolerate bigotry.
We don't believe you.
In an email statement, Illinois Department of Corrections Acting Director Rob Jeffrey said the department is firmly dedicated to fostering a culture of tolerance, inclusion, and respect in our correctional facilities. Then why were these 9 people not, why weren't they the ones that got reported on and were outed? You see what I'm saying? Like, if they were truly against the, it's like those cops who are like, I'm not gonna do some crime or some shit. I'm not gonna do a legal search and seizure. I'm not gonna bang heads of people that we arrest. Those are the people that is always like, well, they gotta go.
Right.
So
did one dude sue because he did the right thing and they got rid of him? Right.
Like, if your culture is one of, we don't accept this type of intolerance, why weren't these people immediately ran out of the system? So yeah, that was another one. Uganda announces kill the gays law, imposing death penalty on homosexuals.
What?
Uganda has announced plans to impose a death penalty on homosexuals. I watched a movie a long time ago called They Call Me Kichu, I believe was the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I said that right. And it was about Uganda and their laws. Much of these laws are actually influenced by American religious organizations that
went over there.
Go over there, they give money to the president and the main, like, you know, people that are the head of, like, power
to influence their laws,
and they want to make it so that you can literally kill someone for being gay.
Mm-hmm. They can't do it here in the States, so they go out in other places to do it.
Yep. The bill, colloquially known as Kill the Gays in Uganda, was nullified 5 years ago on a technicality. Also, 5 years ago, Obama was in power.
Mm-hmm. He said, you pass this shit if you want to.
Obama and his administration said, if y'all pass this shit, we will take away all of our funding and charitable foreign aid from your country if you pass this shit. And it just had a technicality and failed. But now you don't have to worry about that, because Trump's in office, Mike Pence is VP. At best, Trump just doesn't care.
Right.
At worst, he agrees.
And they can both be true.
Yep. The government said the legislation would curb a rise in unnatural sex in the East African nation. Homosexuality is not natural in Ugandans, but there has been a massive recruitment by gay people in schools and especially among the youth, where they are promoting the falsehood that that people are born like that. The country's ethics and integrity minister Simon Lokoto told the Thomson Reuters Foundation. our current penal law is limited. If it only criminalizes the act, we want to make clear that anyone who is even involved in the promotion and recruitment has to be criminalized. That those that do grave acts will be given a death sentence. They want to kill people for being gay.
And kill the people who's actually like, I don't have a problem with it. And actually vocalize and help people and be like, I don't have a problem with it. I'm not gay. Or LGBTQ, but I don't have a problem with it. You got to go too.
Mr. Lakoto said the bill, which has the support of the country's president, Yoweri Museveni, will be reintroduced in parliament in the coming weeks.
I know that shit will pass too.
They expect to vote on it by the end of the year. The minister was optimistic the bill would pass with the necessary two-thirds of members present. He said as the government has lobbied legislators ahead of its reintroduction. That's what we have to deal with. That's what's going on.
Right, and the thing that's so fucked up, a lot of people, it's very frustrating to me, because it's like, particularly here in the United States, the United States affects the world, regardless if people want to believe that or not. We actually affect other countries. And so having Trump in office impacted places outside of the United States that were directly tied to the United States. And it's funny how people always, not people, but a lot of people always come and criticize Obama about the things he quote unquote didn't do, and he didn't do enough. When you go, well, you do know he was literally almost like the crack in the dam that wouldn't break, and then once everything changed, the crack broke. And so now it's fucked up here, and it's fucked up in these other places too. And a lot of people are going to die in the United States and outside of the United States, because the thing is, Trump is literally impacting the whole world. I don't think people really understand
how. I think they do, because like, look at the stuff they care about with Turkey and the Kurds or China. Like, they do, but they don't care about shit like this.
Right.
This is black gay people in another country. They don't care about black gay people here, you know, but in another country, they don't even give a fuck that it's the religious organizations from America that are promoting this kind of shit. It's fucking ridiculous, you know. And it really is costing lives. And
yes,
I think
it is.
Like, and I know I hate to harp on this, I'm not trying to bring it all the way back to that, but you know, this is why people don't want to hear, you know, Kevin Hart's I'll hit a dollhouse over my kid's head jokes. It's, you know, it's not like you can't be funny and all that. It's just that people are living a life where these things are real if you're paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're paying attention, it's kind of hard to just turn around and be like, well, it's also hilarious that, you know, physical violence on gay people. It's also, I'll stab my son in the chest, Tracy Morgan. That's hilarious to me. No, it's not if you know it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm sorry to, you know, like, I'm not trying to say it can't be funny. There's no way you can make a joke about gay people that'll be funny. I'm not even saying that. I'm sure there's plenty of shit, that you can say about gay people that would be fucking hilarious to people. And I'm not even saying you have to be gay to make the joke. I'm just saying some of this shit, though, it is a reason people say it's not funny.
Right.
And it's not just them being PC mafia or assholes or whatever. The same way that people didn't find Kramer talking about lynching black people on stage funny, and people go, well, he wasn't joking. People don't think you're joking when you say you're gonna hit your kid for being gay. So, you know, he would, Kramer, I'm sure, would be like, oh, they would be assholes, and I was just, yeah, it don't matter, dog. Didn't sound like a joke to me, because I have a life where that shit ain't funny.
Right.
85% of gay people are possessed by ghosts, paranormal researchers claim. A gaggle of paranormal researchers say they discovered the root cause of homosexuality is not genetic. It's not the result of childhood trauma either. It's ghost.
And Bigfoot.
According to his website, the Spiritual Science, the Spiritual Science Research Foundation is a world leader in spiritual research. In a new article titled Symptoms of Ghost Affecting or Possessing a Person, the group claims that an astounding 85% of gay people are possessed by ghostly entities. The main reason behind the gay orientation of some men, it always the men, huh? Is that they are possessed by female ghosts, the article claimed. It is the female ghost in them that is attracted to other men. Mm-mm. Okay. So that explains all of that, huh? Glad we got to the bottom. It only took us however 6,000 years of civilization to figure it out that apparently it's these ghosts out here.
So, you know, on Halloween, they're gonna have to deal with the ghosts on Halloween.
The ghost made me do it. Okay, everybody know Halloween is the gayest of the holidays.
Apparently it is.
Conversely, the article continues, lesbianism is a result of women who suffer the presence of male ghosts in them. The ghost consciousness overpowers the person's normal behavior to produce the homosexual attraction, the article explains. Spiritual research has shown that the cause for homosexual preferences lie predominantly in the spiritual realm. I'd like to see their scientific method. I mean, they call themselves the Spiritual Science Research Foundation. Where's the science in it? I mean, I hear the spiritualness. Where's the science?
Is this gonna be like that show we watched with them black people that was going to them homes and shit?
Years ago? Maybe. I just wanna know if it's like, what else is happening? Like, listen, isn't you not fat because you can't control your eating. It's a ghost inside you that was
inside you
once a starving child in a foreign country
and now wants to eat everything through you,
and now it's like, you know what, pizza is delicious. I died because I didn't get enough water, so I'm gonna drink all the beer I can. All right, that's what's happening. Like, what else can it be? Oh, you didn't want to hit your loved one. That you had a spirit of a boxer. Okay, a ghost boxer died in the ring. He died in the ring. He lost his last fight. And now you just going around punching people like you can't control your temper. That's the ghost.
He was the 1913 heavyweight champion of the world. And that's the ghost that chose you.
Right. The ghost consciousness overpowers a person's normal behavior. Da, da, da. Of course, the ghost possession isn't the only reason people are gay. The paranormal researchers put together this scientific looking pie chart to explain the other causes of homosexuality.
Not the pie.
They really did make a chart. I'll put it on screen because it's that ridiculous and you guys have to see it, because I saw the shit.
A slice of pie.
Root causes of homosexuality. Physical, 5% due to hormonal changes. Psychological, 10% having an experience with a person of the same sex as a teenager or young adult that's pleasurable and therefore wanting to experience it again. Oh, the old something must have happened to you as a kid to make you gay thing. Okay. And then 85% spiritual, mainly ghosts. Now, I do question this chart, Karen, because when have we ever seen numbers so precisely even? 10%, 5%, 85%. What was the test on this?
I got hormonal changes, so what are we talking about?
Well, we do a poll of just our readers, just our listeners, I mean, our listeners. Every Saturday when I look at it, I have to round the percentages up because it never fucking comes out right. It's always 1.2.6%.
Come on,
1.3.8%, 5.89%. Like, it's never, but somehow
this is a perfect.
They got the chart for all the gays.
All of them.
And 85% exactly is possessed by a ghost. Okay. Cool. Due to being possessed by a ghost, the majority of LGBT population is more susceptible to being influenced by negative energies who give them thoughts to encourage them to display their homosexuality in a shameless and even aggressive manner. This includes things like pride festivals, parades, rallies, marches, and other public showcases of exhibitionism and narcissism. Come on,
oh,
man.
Oh, really?
Ghosts do love parades, though. I mean, that is true.
That's their thing.
That's why they call them floats.
Yep, that's why people boogie down.
Okay. Spotify won't move back. Try to play it.
That one was good.
Now it won't stop. Okay, it finally stopped. Spotify, man. Been on some other shit lately.
It was boogieing down with them ghosts. It couldn't stop itself.
I know.
You sure Spotify ain't got no ghosts behind the scenes? Spotify ain't part of 85%?
I mean, look, gay people do like costumes and candy. So,
come on.
I mean, maybe just the science.
It's hard to say. It is hard to say.
They said pride parades are especially bad because they emit negative energy for up to 2 kilometers. Indirectly, black covering negative energy over the city increases and it subtly spreads farther than 10 kilometers. I mean, are they trying to just say that pride parades be so lit that if you within 10 kilometers, you might catch
you might be affected.
You might catch the gay. Is that what they trying to say?
I think they are.
I think I'm gonna kiss a man. What? Oh, it must be a pride parade around here. We need to hurry up and get out the area. So what can be done about...
You can see the cloud coming. Run! Run! It's the cloud!
Just as we teach children not
to... But you know what? I bet you that cloud will be like a rainbow color. They act like the cloud gonna be black. Nope, it's gonna be a rainbow color. You hit that shit, you're gonna be glittering. You're gonna have short shorts. You're gonna have roller skates on. You ain't gonna know what's happening.
Just as we teach children not to play in dirty water or eat mud, we need to educate society what is correct from a spiritual perspective. By failing to do so, we run the risk of further decline in righteousness, and consequently, people in society will become more unhappy. I hate to say this, guys, because I know that I'm a person that talks about science, and I talk about,
I don't believe these scientific facts.
Well, that's what I was gonna say, is I hate to say it. I hate to demean anybody's science.
To be anti-science right now.
I didn't do the research to say that. You know, these people are wrong, and I'm totally going off of just a hunch, but I think these motherfuckers are wrong. I do not think that's what's happening. So I do not trust this website, the
same
spiritualresearchfoundation.org. It just does not seem like they probably did good research.
I would agree.
What are the physical symptoms of being affected by ghosts? Foul taste in the mouth. You mean of penis, sir? Experience of...
Of sperm.
Experience of eyes being pulled inside, irritation in the eyes from sperm.
Oh shit. So that mean if you're affected by allergies, you might be gay?
Sound like the same. You know what, Karen? I mean,
those symptoms is the same. A lot of people have irritated eyes and shit. What are we talking about here?
Are you having allergies act up, or can you just take like some Claritin, or do you want a taste of some dick?
I mean, do you have halitosis, which is like a real thing that causes people breath to stink?
Dryness of lips, mouth, and throat. Now see,
oh shit,
you know, a lot gay of people do dry not mouth. You know, gay people do not walk around with dry lips, mouth, and throat. Get the fuck out of here. That's some bullshit. They stay moisturized. Due to Rajatama in the ghost, a sticky layer is formed on the face and body of the affected person. Oily skin. You mean moisturized skin? How dare you?
You mean people that use cocoa butter?
Rashes on the skin? Oh, wow. Here we go.
Rashes. I might be having an allergic reaction.
Eerie feeling of being touched. That ain't nothing but the ecstasy.
Duh! Some people might not like to be touched. What are we talking about here?
Pain, a pinprick sensation. Headaches and migraines, severe backache, body ache, inability to move, experience of strangulation.
Oh, it is some of y'all are actually gay. You know, you might be having symptoms of like, you know, maybe real disease. Your doctor told you it was a disease.
Well, now this doesn't mean you're gay. It means you've been affected by a ghost.
I'm sorry, you've been affected by a ghost.
Now, who knows if it's a ghost of the same gender and sex or not? Who knows that? You know, I mean, got some ghost shit going on.
Your doctor done told you, hey, these are the symptoms. Just know you being affected by a ghost.
Last one. Billy Porter in talks to play Cinderella's fairy godmother in new Cinderella film.
I'm here for it.
Now, I did hear that the new Cinderella is played by the racist girl from Fifth Harmony, so that sucks. But I'm not going to front. I will absolutely go see this if Billy Porter gets to be the fairy godmother.
It's going
to
be a movie?
Like, yeah, a movie.
Okay.
New Cinderella film is being chefed up by James Corden, and Billy Porter is one of the names that's been added to the cast. Cinderella, who is set to be played by Camila Cabello, won't be late to the ball this time around because she will have to be styled by Emmy winner Billy Porter, who's been cast to play the fairy godmother. This will be Cabello's debut as an actress, and Pop Sugar reports the songstress will be heavily involved in the music of the film. Yeah, I would love to see him read her fulfill. Like, that'll be good. Mm-hmm. Come on, bitch, you know I ain't got all day. Put this motherfucking pumpkin on.
You better have your ass trucking by midnight, cause you will go back.
She come out to the ball. Uh-uh, you going to the ball in that?
Go change clothes.
That would be so good.
Then they have like different wardrobe changes. That'll be hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
The category is dusty.
You going to the ball or you going to the Goodwill?
Come on. The category is my mama picked this. No, you going back there. I disapprove of this.
You are serving
80s hairdo. Go on back in there. Don't nobody want to see you like that.
You are serving catching the bus tees. Okay? Don't nobody want to deal with this.
You are serving wig vibes. Get out of here.
Is that your wig or is that just your mop you used to you put on your head? Go back in there and change. Oh man, that would be so good.
Come on.
Idina Menzel is gonna be the evil stepmother, Lady Tremaine. Yeah, you know Billy gonna read them too.
Mm-hmm.
there aren't many details on the film, but the story is being described as a modern reimagining of a classic fairy tale. Corden will be producing the feature alongside Fullwell, 73 partner. I don't know these other people.
Mm-mm.
All right,
and don't care. I'll just be there.
Yeah, I really do hope, and I hope you can wear the dress and everything like you be wearing on the red carpet. Like,
yes,
I'll be show up in like a fairy godmother.
I hope they'll be like, you know what, we gonna let you pick your own outfits. We ain't gonna tell you what to wear.
Like, I really do hope that he comes through like that.
And you know, I hope one of them he comes through where he has men. You know, a lot of times I had the men holding him up. I hope one of them, that's how he first see her. He come like laid out, stretched out. Like, mm-hmm. Who are you? I'm your fairy godmother.
Girl, you better bippity boppity boop your ass back upstairs.
Come on, bippity boppity boop.
Out here serving pay less realness. I'm sick of you tonight.
I know.
I have things to do.
Come on. I didn't come to dress the three little bears. What is this?
They gonna be playing Mighty Real and shit for the.
Come on. Yes.
Like, who is this? Where did this person come from? He come floating out of the sky to Mighty Real.
I know, but like, who dressed you? The seven dwarves? I do not approve of this.
Bitch looking like Snow White. I don't have time.
Come on, I don't have time.
Oh, man. Oh, I hope they have a meeting of the fairy godmothers, and it's just like, it's like all the dudes from Pose having a
yes!
Meeting. The ball should be an actual ball. Like, it shouldn't mm-hmm. be like the, it shouldn't be
Mm-mm.
beating at the ball no more. Mm-hmm. It should be him redoing the fucking ball like it's on Pros.
Yes!
Tonight's category is Princess.
Yes, Princess.
Walk with your glass slippers. Cinderella do a split with the glass slippers. All the way to the floor, bitch. Mind the hem. Mind the hem of that garment. Oh shit, it's midnight, girl. You better go on ahead and get out of here. You about to turn back to a pumpkin, bitch.
You better run.
Oh man. Get out of here before you turn to a pumpkin pie. Oh man. Alright, let's get to other news, see what happens.
But like, the category is drop it like it's hot. Girl, yes, drop it like it's hot.
All right, so in other news,
mm-hmm.
the Chicago police superintendent who was coming for Jussie Smollett is now embroiled in his own scandal.
Oh shit.
Yeah, Eddie Johnson apparently was randomly found asleep in his car after drinking, and he wasn't tested for alcohol and allowed to drive home.
What?
Well, it's like we always been saying, guys, Jussie was obviously telling the truth, okay? If this is true, then that means free Jussie.
Guess we won't be talking about Jussie no more, huh?
Mm-mm. He didn't do it. Jussie should take the time out now to start, come back to media life and start talking shit. Like, oh, now who got conspiracies? Johnson is blaming the incident on a long day at work and his blood pressure medication. Oh, cops love to talk about how long they work. They the only one with long hours on the job these days, huh?
Apparently so.
Go to the wrong apartment, kill innocent black people. This is a long day at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I usually get off at 5:30, but I worked till 6 and now somebody's dead. How can I explain it? It's just your body kind of gives you a warning with the high blood pressure thing that you may pass out. So I pulled over, stopped, and I just rested myself until that feeling passed. And the alcohol is. He said that he was driving home at 12:30 a.m. after dinner, and it's not clear if he had such a long day, then why is he having such a late night dinner? You would wonder, right? Sorry. You would wonder, right?
Right.
If, you know, hey, man, I'm overworked. I'm having hey, let's meet for drinks at 11:30 at night. That's a smart thing to do. Someone called 911. When officers arrived, he was never tested for alcohol. He was even allowed to drive home. He defended the officer, saying someone asleep in a car does not mean they're impaired. That said, Johnson is calling for an investigation on himself by the Department Bureau of Internal Affairs. Okay.
No, some shit to heal over. No, we need the outside entity.
The same internal affairs that dropped all that information. Okay.
They gonna say nothing to see here? That's what we thought. Yeah, that's all they gonna say.
Speaking of nothing to see here, Karen. Officials have said those deaths of the American tourists in the Dominican Republic were due to natural causes.
No, sir. No, no, no.
Three of the ones that have died, they're talking about now. They said they've investigated, and they all died within days of one another, and it was all natural causes. It just happens like that sometimes.
Nope, they just trying to cover up that people are like, I'm not fucking going there.
Simultaneous natural cause deaths. Of at least three of them. Now there's probably like another 10 or 11 to go. Now I will say this, it does seem like people stop dying over there. So if you had booked your tickets at hotel rooms in like for like October or November, you won. I know you got that discount and you ain't gotta worry about dying. Man, like they fixed whatever it was, because it's not like those stories kept coming out of another person died. It was only for like 2 or 3 weeks that people was dying, and then they fixed it. Everybody living now, and you probably got like, you know, cruises and all kinds of shit half off, man. Congratulations to you savvy spenders out there.
The real winners, the real MVPs.
The real winners, okay?
I say 1,000 because other people died.
Yep. Epiphany. Childish Chrisette Michelle details her divorce, says she got married to try adulting. Girl. So I just see that Trump is not the only bad decisions going on out here. Chrisette Michelle has been having a rough few years. After the Trump inauguration, where she obliterated her career, she openly told the world she suffered a miscarriage by posting a graphic photo, got dropped from her label, then unbeknownst to many, she got a divorce from her husband, Doug Biggs Ellison. Those two had quite the love story. Chrisette previously told Bossip about how they went from her suing him to them falling in love. Oh, so he finessed that. Okay. It's a good move on him. You sue her, she's suing you. So you marry her to get her to drop the lawsuit, and then once the lawsuit is done, you go ahead and drop it like a bad habit. Smart move. So now we know why she did the Trump rally. He was probably like, you need to go to the inauguration. Don't listen to these niggas, girl. Secure the bag, sis. Now Chrisette is speaking on her split from her husband manager, who she split with from in 2018. Chrisette recently posted wrote a post on her blog, Chrisette Michelle's World blog, and detail her split, saying that she got married before she was ready and was too childish for marriage. I'm a living witness as to what God can do. Da da da. Okay. Ashton Martin music drops it. I'm in LA, a small town millionaire, Grammy Award winning, and happily dating grown ups, but I'm a child, wrote Chrisette. A very successful kid, and it literally never occurred to me that I'd missed a step until Wedding Bells in Vegas, circa 2016-2018. I walked down the aisle to Love You Like a Love Song, a techno club record totally meant for high-heeled couch dancing at Live in Miami, or maybe Lavo in Vegas. Childish. She also said she didn't really want a traditional marriage. Norms like living in the same city as her husband and having children, aka small, opinionated beast. I'm divorced now. I think I got married to try adulting on for size. Didn't fit. My ex had latched onto the idea that adulting was a thing. I've never gotten the memo. Sure, I brought home fairly large slabs of bacon, made up the bed, and opened a few businesses, but it wasn't until after we divorced that I realized he had intentions of living in the same city, raising small opinionated beasts who would grow in my stomach and eat at the same restaurant every Sunday.
Small opinionated beast.
Apparently this soul-quelling idea is called settling down. Eek, I just threw up in my mouth a little. I mean, no offense, but if anything, that's the part that sounds kind of childish, because it sounds like you're like, I don't know, maybe they had a bad split, but it sounds like she's almost mocking the idea. I don't think there's anything wrong with a woman not wanting to be beholden to these ideas.
Agreed. You know, but it just seems like shame women to like, this is my thing, I want to get married.
Well, hold up, I don't think she's shaming people. She's talking about for herself.
Okay.
She never said y'all, you know, other women. Mm-hmm. What I was gonna say is, it just sounds like it's kind of a petty shot at him too.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, because that doesn't seem like what he was, like, whatever he was expecting doesn't sound like it's the most fucked up thing to be like, I thought we were living the same city. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of a weird thing to be like, y'all, I married this nigga, he really liked me and want to like live close to each other. What the fuck?
You know, if your mom was like that, you should have never got married.
Yeah, I'm like, aren't you the one kind of being childish, putting this out there as?
Because we didn't have.
Or maybe that's the thing. She still is feeling childish, and she's saying like, I'm a whole childish type of person, and I'm never gonna grow up. So
yeah, because this is information that we didn't have to know.
Yeah, so that's, I don't know. It's very weird.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I don't knock any woman saying, hey, these things aren't for me, these constructs in society, I don't want to have kids, I don't want to get married, even if you don't want to live in the same city with your man. I mean, it sounds like something y'all should have discussed, but mm-hmm. You know, instead of being in a relationship or married, Chrisette says she'd rather go to Whole Foods and travel. One of my girlfriends texted me, she said, I'm still hoping for magic for you. She was talking about love. I wanted to say, it is okay for a woman not to be thinking about marriage for the same amount of time as any given man. I wanted to ask, is it enough for me to love traveling, meeting new people, and long lavish walks through Whole Foods? Am I not grown up if I'm not constantly wondering about love and a home for two? To avoid experiencing normal, yes, I'm judging you thoughts for my homegirl, I said, I'm not pressed to recreate my whole existence to fit into someone else's and then be stuck in one place forever. Yeah, no, not right now.
Yeah, that's her opinion. And that piece, I agree, yes.
I'm surprised that somebody, so, I don't know. It feels like the way she's putting this out, I can see how she is the same person that wanted to go to Trump's inauguration. You know what I'm saying? And in the way of like, I don't do what people tell me, I don't have the same traditional values as y'all people, blah blah blah. But then, you know, she ultimately paid a huge penalty in her career.
And that's
for that
thing, you can do whatever you want to do, but you know, are not for your consequences.
Yeah, I had no idea she was such a free spirit. Maybe I'll be shocked into a couple of forevers. My love language is touch, and I love to cuddle. Love is nice. I'm open-minded. I try new things, but it's quite likely too late that I'll ever grow up. I skipped over that part of my 20s, and I'm not sure you ever get that back. I'm human and stole that word from a pal. This is my human experience. I'm patient enough to watch my life unfold. Trust God to forgive, reveal, and restore, move forward. I fall, I get embarrassed. I stay at mom's, eat good, and take my vitamins and get back out there. Am I on the market? You can't buy me. Am I single? I'm complete. Loving me is complicated, mostly because I'm content. Kids don't love people because they have a nice house and diamonds. Kids love people because they smile, laugh at their jokes, spend time on the couch and at the movies. I'm a kid that way. I don't need anything but the simple, beautiful, present human. Yeah, I mean, I ain't really knocking it. That's her belief system. It's just found. I think that one part felt kind of like she was still shitting on her ex. I don't know. I think it's kind of that thing where it's like self-awareness, because like what you described as almost like ridiculous, the idea of living in the same city, not even same house, same city, that does sound ridiculous to someone if you marry them. Like, I can see why her husband be like, so then what the fuck is this? I didn't know we was gonna be like seeing each other and shit. I thought we was just gonna be married.
I didn't know I was gonna have to look you in the face every day, nigga.
But there's people that are married that don't live in the same cities and shit. It's just something right. It seemed like you would talk about, you know, before it gets to that point. But whatever. Good luck. Duchess Meghan Markle opens up about the press harassment for the first time, and she says that she's not really okay.
No shit.
Why you say that?
I mean, because one of those things where she's still black, and black over there, you still black, so they get harassed and shit just like we do here in the United States. And you know, ever since they been announcing it, a lot of people been praised, but a lot of them journalists and shit, them shit's been snarky. Every time she moves, everything she wears, it's just report. And every time they move around, you know, they had to put out a thing. I think we covered it in White People News, but they was like, hey, don't randomly come up to us and ask us about our dog and shit. You know, and the people got offended, but I understand. They like, oh, you just using this as a conversation to come up and say shit to her. No, let us just be.
Yeah, and also don't forget her family.
Right, motherfuckers was acting crazy.
Yep, like her white side of her family is always giving her shit. You know, and of course, I'm sure it changes a lot in your life when now you went from being famous as an actress to being famous as royalty, which is completely, like, they want to see every outfit, every move you make, every word you say, your face, your kid, like, and you're talking about going over there, living in another country, having a child, for the first time, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what her age is, but possibly having a child a little bit later in life. So you have higher risk of pregnancy and stuff. We know about maternal death rates and expectations, with black mothers being a lot, like, it's a lot more difficult to birth a child as a black woman, in the world. So yeah, I can see how these things may have been, a lot of pressure on her, and she has to play this all out in front of all of us. Like,
yeah, because I forgot, it was some coat she had. It was a gorgeous coat, because periodically, you know, when you're online, you just see shit. I think the coat cost like $4,000, and the people was like, she wore this coat 3 times already, and people was like, the fuck is this? If you give me a $4,000 coat, I'm wearing that bitch every goddamn day till it don't function no more. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, it's just such like ownership. And then at the same time, anger towards her from over there.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a lot of people really invested in the fact that this black woman is over there. It's a large part of why I personally, what we talked about on the show was like, I'm not going to shit on this woman, and I'm not going to shit on the people who find joy in celebrating that right. She is, become married and be, you know, and people want to, you know, like when my internationalism says that, you know, she is joining into white supremacy of this family and stuff, I'm like, I feel you, but to be frank, a lot of y'all are joining into white supremacy on some level, on whatever, like whether you come from a family without white people in it, whether you're married to a white person, whether you're dating somebody, where you like, you still deal with, like, white supremacy isn't just the fucking first families and shit. It's not just the rich and the elite either. Like, it's a thing that we all are involved in on some level, sadly. And with Meghan, I said, well, what's gonna happen, because people are so short-sighted, I said, racist shit is gonna happen to her, and you're either gonna be silent about it, which totally undermines your whole we gotta support blackness and black women, blah blah blah. You're either gonna be silent about it because you don't want to look hypocritical because you wrote her off for getting married and you fought with all the people that celebrated it,
right?
Or you're gonna speak up and realize, oh yeah, she's still a fucking black woman. So me having all that smoke for her a couple years ago is kind of fucking stupid, because it's all gonna come back to the fact that she's still a black woman that fell in love with this fucking dude. So if we're gonna turn every decision into you don't get to love that man because whatever, I'm not here for that shit.
Mm-mm.
It's why I don't talk about interracial relationships on the show like that, because on an individual level, there's nothing to fucking say. I don't know why people get married to who they get married to. Everyone loves who they fucking love. The end. On a macro level, on a big level, sure, you can have some discussions. But her individually falling in love with this nigga, I don't know anything about this. Mm-mm. She might really just love this dude. And now she's going through all this shit as part of it. And we knew that this shit killed Diana.
Yeah, her husband came out and spoke against that. He was like, y'all fucking quit harassing my wife. Like, this is the same shit that killed my mom. And also, people got mad because I think they didn't have the child there. They had the child, like, somewhere in Africa. And people got mad about that. That's because they wanted fucking privacy.
Yeah, so this is her.
Look, any woman, especially when they're pregnant, you're really vulnerable.
So it's one of these. They gotta do the
yeah, they're probably gonna go back to her talking in a sec.
Yeah, let's see if I can get to the talking. What the fuck? It's like the whole thing is just okay, hold on. Here she is. Jesus Christ, man. Sorry.
Look, any woman especially when they're pregnant, you're really vulnerable. And so that was made really challenging. And then when you have a newborn,
it's a long time ago, but I remember.
And especially as a woman, it's a lot.
A long time ago she just had that child.
This on top of,
I think he was being sarcastically joking with her.
Okay,
saying like yeah, it's a long time ago, but I remember being like, no, that you literally just had this newborn. So he's like, yeah, I don't think he was being
just trying to be a new mom or trying to be a newlywed. It's I guess. And also thank you for asking, because not many people have asked if I'm okay, but it's a very real thing to be going through behind the scenes.
And the answer is, would it be fair to say not really okay, since it's really been a struggle?
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, that makes sense. I think this, once again, man, when we talk about celebrity and shit on the show, man, I think people just can't relate, because they keep fucking thinking everything like celebrity, fame, and money is gonna make my life okay, so it should have made all these other people okay, right? And it should make them immune to the criticism, harassment, and all this stuff that happens via online and the tabloids, in person. And they only can empathize with people when it's the same race and gender or something. So if it's somebody you like Meghan Markle, if you like her, if you're that type of person, then you're just now watching this going, yeah, this is fucked up. She's living in a fucking fishbowl, and these people always have a fucking opinion, and it's not always nice. But more likely, if you're a person that doesn't really, like, maybe you didn't fuck with her, or you hated the fact that she married into royalty and a lot of black women cheered that on, you're somewhere now with your arms folded like, fuck that bitch, I don't care if she's sad. You know, people are so fucking weird now, you know, via the internet and stuff. It's like everyone is so fucking stuck to like their guns on everything, and they never want to change. And the whole time I'm just saying, on the show, in person, all this, these people are fucking people. So she's probably dealing with all kinds of like mental pressure and societal pressure and stuff this whole time, you know. And she finally had a chance where somebody asked her about it, because I guarantee you most people ain't asking her. They just assume she is a rich, famous woman who can just be a fucking punching bag, and that's what her life is supposed to be. All of us who are not rich or famous, and not to and keep in mind, this is one of the way that white people get to quote unquote be racist to her in their minds, is like, well, she's a rich, famous person, I don't give a fuck. He should have married a white woman, but I'm not gonna come out and say that. I'm just gonna say, right, I don't like her. I would never come out and say what I'm really thinking. I'm just gonna say I don't like her. And you can't defend her because she's rich, she's famous, I get to say that, you know. So yeah, I'm not shocked that she was dealing with this. But it's sad nonetheless. And you can see she's like obviously holding back tears and shit, because she can't be but so emotional over there either. Mm-mm. All right, let's see, last story before we move into some of our games and stuff. Have you seen the video of Pastor Wilson eating that pussy on the timeline, Karen?
No, but I heard about it. No.
Well, I can't play it on the screen here. I don't think that's with the rules of Crowdcast. You guys are all free to go and look it up, or lick it up.
I've been trending for three or four days now.
Yeah, apparently it's Pastor David Wilson. And like Black Twitter CSI was on it. They found out the identity of the woman who was getting her cunyata devoured to the smithereens. Shout out to Nick Jew. After days of research, the lady who was licked religiously by USA pastor David Wilson has been discovered. Shockingly, the lady is the daughter of Pastor Wilson's wife's best friend.
Holy shit.
Boy, they don't spray, they stray, but they don't stray far, do they, ladies? Mm-mm-mm. She's been identified as Corinthia Edwards. Reports have revealed Corinthia Edwards and Pastor Wilson have been dating for a while, and it was Corinthia who shot the video when she was being given the miraculous lick. Well, we know who shot the video, because like the angle is had to be from the pussy getting the person whose pussy was getting
I've seen enough camera angles to know who was taking that shot.
Like that, there's not really a lot of ways it could have been about.
I seen the still shots. I was like, oh yeah.
Some, yeah, like,
that's a POV perspective.
Right. They didn't have a cameraman in there. That was somebody's iPhone. So yeah, apparently in exchange for the affair, Corinthia was promised a leader in the church choir, to be a leader in the church choir by Pastor Wilson. However, he reneged on this promise. Oh, you mean a cheating ass man didn't live up to his word? Are you serious?
So she put that video out.
I can't, man, how lucrative is the church choir leader? How lucrative is that?
Must be.
Like, to be like, I'm blackmailing you. This was what pissed her off, forcing her to leak the videos of Pastor Wilson, forcing her, licking her toto, like she was digging, like he was digging for gold. Now listen, that man was all up in that pussy though. I do have to give him credit. I mean, he ate that pussy like it was loaves and fishes, okay? Alright. And one of her posts on social media after she was given the head of her life, she wrote on a timeline, "You'd be smiling like this too if Pastor Wilson wrote the Lord's Prayer in calligraphy on your south mouth with his tongue." Wow, really? So she's not even scared. Do y'all have to go back to this church or not?
He was doing them psalms.
Yeah, like, do y'all have to go back to this church or not?
He was Psalm of Solomon.
He was speaking in tongues on that clip. Okay. Man, I can't wait to go to church on, I wonder what his church was like this morning. If he showed up. Oh, y'all, let's turn to the book of Clitoris, chapter 6, verse 9. I'm about to speak in tongues real quick. He put his hand up to his face like a V before he speak in tongues.
If you don't get your ass out that pulpit, sir. No.
This has led many social media users to conclude that she enjoyed the head from Pastor Wilson. Which woman wouldn't? I mean, when you see the pic, I mean, he was in that pussy, okay? I mean, you like, you can be mad if you want to, but like, it looked like he was doing a good job from the reviews I saw online.
From the critiques,
several women became immediately like sports analysts of pussy.
Come on, because we know how it works.
They became like sports analysts, like how you, somebody, ex-football player watches football and they be like, look at his technique.
You know what, baby? They'd come up with the red circle. Look at here. Boom!
Right. Okay, freeze it right here.
Freeze it right here!
Now you notice how he turned his head to the side so that it was now perpendicular to the clitoris. Now see, that right there is the technique that we like to call the fishing, okay? He is fishing for pussy right there, getting to the little man in the boat.
You know what? And let's go back. You see how it's going from right to left, left to right? We call that swimming down the hole. You know, that's the technique that we call right
there.
That's
the swimming. That is the swim maneuver, okay? He attacked the vagina lips by first parting them gently, as you can see, lots of saliva involved. Okay, then he used a swim maneuver on the clit. All right, and as you can see, the clit responded very nice. You can see from the camera shaking in the angle.
Come on.
That's an orgasm. Okay, guys, he took us straight to glory. Shout out to the pastor. And of course, he was playing on AstroTurf. Okay, it was all
all grass, all natural grass.
Right now, I got this new joint. It's crazy from the Chippy D flick. I like shaved pussies. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Your pussy shaved. Yo, drop that. Oh, and it's shaved.
Bubble for days, check out her legs. Play sports of ran track back in the days. Down to play, freaky ways. She got that snap back, have your ass in the days.
Yeah, man, she bad as shit.
Little mama dope, baby fly.
Shawty
thing. Have a nigga lost, catching more.
Game on shit.
Game intimidated, I'ma get up. My
game is sick. French tips and I'm 12, 33
on the fans. Bubble causing trouble, sitting
lean in them pants.
Pretty face, smooth skin, natural
tan.
We heading to the crib, mom gave me a chance. We hit the crib, cause I wanna play.
Fannies came off, oh and a shade. Oh and a shade, oh and a shade.
Oh motherfucking, I get bitch mixtape.
Yeah, she, it was shaved down there, guys. Mm-hmm. It was a smooth playing field, alright? And she is, to her credit, she is smiling in each and every one of her pictures online. It's like she got a brand, okay? It's like you can go back through the pictures on her Instagram and be like, he was eating the pussy this day, he was eating the pussy that day. He was in that pussy, guys, okay? 100%. But yeah, she's
pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she a thick'em. She's pretty.
Mm-hmm. Like tempo. Okay.
And she's sweating on them.
Mm-hmm. She's smiling each one of these pictures. Like, give my pussy 8. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe that stop sending dick pics, start sending pussy eating videos, people. Okay. Nobody want unsolicited dick pics. Mm-hmm.
She was like, I'm not ashamed of this body.
I'm just talking about the. She just looked happy, like it's definitely getting 8.
Okay? Come on.
Like, I hope you didn't think that. Okay. But yeah, and then there was also people that came out and defended the pastor. I can't even remember this other pastor's name. We talked about him on the show before. But it's this dude that he be cussing. He like the cursing pastor, I think.
Mm-hmm. Talking to him a while ago.
Yeah, so I don't think it's the same dude, because they was trying to be like, it's the same guy. It's Pastor Wilson. I'm like, this is not Pastor Wilson.
That's definitely not the same guy.
This is the dude that be, he a pastor. He be taking pictures with women on his lap and shit. And
nah, this ain't the same guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it's the same dude as David Wilson.
The pastor in the video, he thicker. You know, like he's a thicker built man.
Yeah. But people was putting up videos of the other pastor who apparently heard about this and was defending Pastor
Wilson. I have messed up the mindset of some of you phony, fake ass not doing a damn thing in the community, holier than thou as church folk. First of all, fuck you. Okay. Second of all, you have an issue with me being on a picture with a beautiful black woman. Let me set the record straight. I am a pastor, first of all, that feeds the hungry. I'm a pastor that has a girls, a boys, and a woman's mentoring program. I teach empowerment on a daily basis. Yes, I'm a pastor that likes pussy. Can I say it again? I like pussy. I'm a real man. I'm real about who I am. And remember that God made woman for the man. So you phony, fake ass folk, when you're doing the things that I do in the community, then you got something to say. Other than that, on this Tuesday, fuck you.
On this Tuesday.
On this Tuesday.
I feel like that's gonna be Pastor Wilson's sermon this morning. He gonna come out and just say that.
On this Tuesday. You but phony, sir, it's Sunday.
You phony ass Christians, okay? I am a man that helps the community. I help the kids, help the girls and the boys. And I also help myself to some of this pussy sometimes. Okay? I am a man who likes eating pussy. But yeah, that's, wow. So, good luck, man. I don't know what he gonna do now. Like, what's crazy though is I can still imagine a way where his church members will let it go. Because I'm telling you, man, look, it's been tempting to me as an atheist myself, but it's no easier money than church money, man. Like, that motherfucker can go up in church today and be like, it wasn't me, or, you know, he could do a speech about how we all sin, pastor not perfect either, and somebody gonna let it go.
Yep. Oh yeah, somebody already letting it go.
Like, somebody gonna let it go. Like,
somebody gonna be like, oh, that's what you do, checker. Mm-hmm. I bet he turned around and had all kinds of people liking his Snapchat and favoriting him and Facebook posts and Twitter and DMing him.
You ain't got to promise me no leadership in the choir.
You ain't got to promise me nothing. I won't even bring my iPhone.
I just need some services, okay? I just need you to come down and minister on me, okay? Mm-hmm. If you could just come.
No cameras will be involved.
Lay some hands, you know what I'm saying? Lay some tongues on me. Lay some lips on me, okay, Master? Mm-hmm. Oh wait, I just got the audio from the sermon.
God expects you to do what the Lord wants you to do. Like those of you who realize that the Lord wants you to give generously into His church.
Amen.
Don't ask no questions. Don't ask how come, why come the pastor have to have him a nice house? Why come a pastor have to have a nice car? Don't ask. I said, don't ask. I said, don't ask. No questions. Just give the money. Let you be right on that side. Nigga, get it around on that side. We're gonna now have a B selection from the choir.
I think that's what it's gonna be this morning. You're gonna be in there. Don't ask no questions. Why pastor got to eat the pussy like the groceries? Don't ask.
Don't ask. Yeah! I know about that. Don't ask. Well, did I say one more time, congregation, repeat at me. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, don't ask, don't ask.
Don't ask.
Say, neighbor, don't ask.
Don't ask.
Come on. We're going to put some bass in our voices now. Say, neighbor. Come on, men.
Neighbor.
Don't ask. Come on, sopranos. Say, neighbor. Neighbor. Don't ask.
No questions, okay? Just pass the plate around.
Yes.
All right, I'll see you back in my office, okay? I wonder if she still go to church.
You know she do. She be right up in there in the front pews like nothing happened.
Oh my god, man. That is, he better not be anti-gay, you know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Like, he don't get to have as many scruples as other pastors now, okay? He can't be up in church like, and some of y'all out here sinning, okay? You think pastor don't see you? Some of you sinning with me, okay? That's how I know
I sent you.
Some of you like your pussy ate from the back, okay? That's how they oh man, that's always funny at church when the pastors be getting too specific. You be like, what the fuck is this nigga up to? And that's how I know that some of y'all like to do cocaine in the back of the club at midnight. You like, what? Right. How do you know that?
Right. You think I don't see you back there just scrambling herbs.
Right.
But like, what, Pastor? What, sir?
Some of y'all like to be driving down the street, rolling in dough, sipping on gin and juice. Like, how you know that, bro?
Yeah, some of you done messed around and got the shenanigans.
Right. Listening to coming here in the same outfit you had on last night at the club, because I synced you. Hanging out on the corners of Murchison Avenue.
Come on.
Like, wait a minute, Pastor. By the 7-Eleven.
And Murchison Avenue and Fort Bragg Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. Wearing them stockings all tight. Fishnet black pantyhose.
Yes.
Shaving your cooches and letting people lick all up in them. It's so sad.
You know too much.
Alright, let's go to segments. I'm not gonna do fucking with black people.
Mm-mm.
I'm gonna go ahead and move to, guess I'll just go straight to guest the race today, guys. My guest the race music. get away from this. Oh, and it's shaved. A bop, even. Okay.
Come on, a jam.
A classic five mic album. All right, guess the race time.
Now that it's time for some guess the race. That's right, it's guess the race time. Now that it's time for some guess the race. That's right, it's guess the race time.
Ba-da-boop.
That's right, it's time for Guess the Race. The number one show going across all the podcast land. We read and play news articles from all over the globe. And we ask our contestants today, Karen and the chat room, to guess the race. And of course, everyone playing is racist. All right, let's get into the first one. A man with child support warrant pulls up and bears all to his children's mother, children, and neighbor. What do I mean by bear all? Let's talk about it. 26-year-old Antreon Greer, who was wanted for a child support warrant, pulled up to the home of his baby mama on October 9th, threatening to beat her, then exposed himself to her neighbors and children, and gave her specific instructions as to what she could do with what he was swinging around. So I think he pulled out his dick and said, suck my dick.
Apparently so.
Metro Nashville police responded to the North Nashville residents last week to the report of a domestic disturbance. They spoke with the victim, who explained that Antreon Greer, the father of her child, showed up to the residence unannounced, making threats to beat her. There is an active order of protection against Greer, and she refused to speak to him or let him inside to comply with the order. The victim states that angered him even more, and while she, her neighbors, and several children were present, he pulled down his pants and underwear, swung his dick around, and told me to come suck it. Per a conversation with the victim Thursday, the victim says this happened a few times and was confirmed by a neighbor who witnessed the exposure.
Wow.
He fled before the police arrived, but was booked into custody on an open warrant October 16th. He's charged with domestic assault and indecent exposure for this incident, along with violating an order of protection. Once processed, Greer was greeted with the news that he had an outstanding contempt family non-support warrant order outstanding, sentencing him to 180 days in jail. He will appear for the other charges while serving the child support sentence. Karen, guess the race.
Black.
All right, check the chat room, see what they believe. White, says Lakita. Anaconda Black. White. He calls it Grand Ole Opry Black. Black. All right, a lot of mixed guesses here. The correct answer is, and Karen, you got it right, Black. And of course, a couple of y'all missed it somehow. I don't know how. I thought the name was a dead giveaway.
Me too.
Antreon Greer. And some people said White. So I guess congrats on being so open-minded, y'all, that y'all would think that. But I don't know. That's a black-ass name to me. Is the picture show up yet?
Mm-hmm. He did that.
Yeah. He looked like suck my dick right there in that picture.
Don't he, though?
Like, y'all can't suck my dick, though. Atlantic City's mayor resigned after pleading guilty to stealing $87,000 from a youth basketball program.
Ooh.
Atlantic City Mayor Frank Gilliam Jr. has resigned after pleading guilty to stealing about $87,000 from a local youth basketball program that he co-founded. Mayor Gilliam took advantage of his victim's desire to assist underprivileged children by falsely representing that the money contributed to the AC Stars Pro basketball camp would go to pay school supplies or to support youth basketball. Instead, he spent the money on himself. He used about $87,215 in donations made to AC Stars between 2013 and 2018 to cover personal expenses, including luxury designer clothing, expensive meals, and personal trips to various locations. Meanwhile, the kids probably got like a rubber basketball and they playing out at like Freedom Park.
Right.
we need new shoes. Boy, stop asking questions and get your ass to work on your shot, Jerome.
We need new uniforms.
Yeah, well, you know what, Antoine? How about you hit some new uniform threes and maybe I'll get you some new uniforms. Now I gotta get out of here. Okay, I got a bitch to meet and I gotta go get my other gators. Okay, cause you know I can't wear these gators I be talking to y'all in. Okay, and then I gotta go get my suit tailored. Okay. I'm gonna hop on my private jet and get the fuck out of here. Now y'all boys, y'all better work on them layup drills and still be laying it up when I get back too. He submitted his resignation and issued an apology. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. It is with a heavy heart that I tender my resignation as a mayor of Atlantic City. Effective immediately. I'd like to apologize to the residents who deserve stability and respect. My sincere apologies to each constituent that voted for me and had high hopes in my tenure. He faces up to 20 years in prison at $250,000 fine. His sentencing is set for January 7th. He was freed on a $100,000 bond. Oh, because he had the money, okay? don't let it slip. Okay, I'm not going to stay in jail with the poors. About $41,335 in cash seized during the search of his home in December will now go to his restitution court documents. Here's my question. Who gets that money? The kids or the city?
Right.
Anyway, Karen, guess the race of the mayor.
That's a nigga.
Karen thinks that's a nigga. Let's check the chat room. But Black Dynamite, I sell drugs to the community. Basketball schemes, black. Stealing from the youth and complaining that we need to do better because it takes a village, black. Inspired by Kwame Kilpatrick, black.
Aww.
Yeah, Crime Town Season 3, y'all. He bought it all, the Steve Harvey overstock for KG, black. His last name, Gilliam, that's black. One of those Italians, Goomba, white, black. Everybody went black except for Jawan. Everyone got it correct. He's black. Only Jawan missed it somehow.
Just some black shit.
When is we getting the new uniforms? Now, boy, I got some new shoes, but they for me, okay? These my Yeezys.
Now, if you said golf team, soccer team, you know, polo team, I'd have been more.
Rest of y'all need to go on back to Payless and get y'all some regular shoes, okay?
Y'all better get them, buy one, get one free.
Get you some hoops, okay? all right, let's go to the bonus round. Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race. That's right. Double the points, double the race, and the bonus round of Guess the Race. So far, Karen is a rare 2 for 2.
I know. Can you believe that?
But will she be able to go 3 for 3? Let's find out together. Shall we?
We shall.
Yeah. So it's time for the bonus round. You think Pastor Wilson church right now, they playing a selection from the choir.
Me. He provides for me. He protects me. So tonight I'm gonna drop it low just for him.
Drop it low for Jesus. Drop it for Jesus.
In the club, yeah. Shake it to the floor and show it love.
Yeah.
I'm on the grind,
cause full of my sins he died.
Do it. Yes!
Cause I know I'll be at the pearly gates for show. I'll be in the number when the trumpet starts to blow. But tonight I gotta drop it low.
Drop it low for Jesus.
Yes.
Keep the Lord in mind. With the dirty wine, drop it low for Jesus.
Drop it low, oh, for Jesus. Yeah. Keep the Lord in mind. Ooh. for Jesus. Drop it, drop it. Oh, drop it, drop it. Drop it, drop it. Oh, drop it, drop it. But drop it for Jesus.
That's what they playing.
Yeah,
today?
We like to thank the choir for that selection. right outside of my bedroom. I got you, baby. Later on tonight.
I told y'all I was gonna move you on up. Okay, girl. I'm sorry that I, you know, I'm sorry that I flaked on that first time. Okay.
Right.
Oh man. Either that or you playing "Let Me Lick You Up and Down"
till you say stop. Yes!
Let me play with your body, baby. Make you real hot. All right, I'm
Let
sorry.
Me do all the things you want me to do. Yeah!
Cause tonight, baby, I wanna get freaky with you.
You. Yes!
Oh,
I want to put that tongue on you, girl.
Church gonna be good today, boy.
Church gonna be lit.
Video shows school bus driver using her phone while driving with students. A video shot by Charlotte Mecklenburg School's 7th grader shows a school bus driver using both hands to scroll through her phone.
What?
Bus driver gotta have a life too. Now, okay, now she had to get these tweets off. At the same time, she's also behind the wheel of a moving school bus. It's not clear how long the driver was using her phone, but long enough for a middle school student to record it from the front seat of the bus. You snitch. CMS transportation takes safety and security, blah, 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 blah. We take it so serious. We definitely don't want people texting and driving. It is aware of the incident. We're investigating it as they would all matters come to attention. The video has parents deeply concerned. Why? you fucking prudes hiding behind your kids to do it while you're driving with a busload of students under your care is just inexcusable and totally irresponsible. Frank Butler said the video is frightening for parents to see. Well, I mean, what if it was an emergency? Okay, what if she got that retweet from Fat Kid Deals? It's like, you know what,
I mean, I can't help it. I mean, y'all, I ain't bought nothing yet, but shit, sometimes that be tempting, especially when you be having snacks that I like too. I'll be like, ooh, I can get all that for $5.
I bought quite a few things off of Fat Kid Deals.
You have, honey. I ate the hell out of it too.
Fat Kid Deals, and now they be coming through, okay?
I think that person black. I don't know who run it, but they be on top of black Twitter. Don't let your sports team be out there fucking up, honey. Instantly, it'll be a rug, a trash can. It'll be something happening.
Right. Get you a Panthers trash can.
Come on.
To do it while driving a busload of students under your care is just inexcusable and totally irresponsible. Frank Butler said the video is frightening for parents to see. Very responsible, kind of reckless. I wouldn't want my kid on the bus if the driver was doing something like that. A different driver was seen on the route Thursday afternoon, but CMS transportation has said that the driver in the clip is still on the road. Probably just on a different bus. Hey, look, just give them a bus where the phone reception is just worse. You know, put them on off Beatty's Ford. They'll be like, damn, I can't even get 5G's.
Mm-hmm. Off Freedom Drive, no reception.
Yeah, and I can't get no.
Off of Wilkerson or Remount. You ain't get no reception in them areas.
Just put them over there. You don't have to worry about all this shit.
Put them over there off Tuckasegia.
Now, I don't have the driver's face on camera, but I do have their hands. Karen, guess the race.
Oh, black.
Karen's going with black. All right, let me, hold on, this thing is trying to play in the background. It's not going to work. So let me, go to the chat room. These niggas love my bathroom selfie with the club bathroom black in front of the Tupac and, Biggie mural.
Come on.
Black Twitter CSI intern black, the black girl magic school bus, ha, the blacks. When the right Reverend Jenkins texts, you better answer. Park system for sure. Girl, I'm gonna eat that thing tonight for choir rehearsal.
You better not ignore.
Gotta check my food stamp balance, black. Trying to quote tweet the pastor video, black. I mean, you do have to see what's going on in these jokes, okay? Well, Mo, power to you, Lakita. Hope you succeed exceedingly. She wasn't doing nothing but answering them, hey, good morning. Text that y'all do, seeing everybody. Why don't y'all just make it a group text? Y'all know y'all, everybody know y'all sending to the same, like, all the same, all the women the same right. text. Mm-hmm. Hey,
just blind CC everybody on it.
All the women I hope to fuck. Good morning. Anyway.
Oh, one day.
You guys all said black and you guys are all correct, unfortunately. Put everybody's life at danger.
And that's a big ass stern wheel for you to have both hands on that phone.
And you know these little motherfuckers ain't got nothing to do. You know they gonna be watching. Mm-mm-mm. The worst part is that's actually Emo Black Thought burner account, y'all. That's
oh no.
All right, now.
Oh no.
Oh, this episode was so stupid. I'm sorry, everyone.
We went all off right. the rails and never returned.
Let's go back to, let's do soy ratchetness and leave. A man convicted of stabbing senator's nephew with a sword in front of daughter gets life.
Holy shit.
John A. Radovich found guilty of murdering Senator John Tester's nephew, Robert, in front of Tester's daughter, then eight, in 2016, has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole by a Spokane, Ooh. Washington judge. While sentencing Radovich, Spokane County Superior Court Judge Marion Marino said, "The ugliness of it will stay with me a long time." According to court records from the Spokane County Sheriff's Office, it shook the community. Radovich, then 22, stabbed Tester, 35, to death with a sword and then beat him to death. Tester had 66 wounds on his body when he was found dead at his West Spokane home in September 2016. Coroners determined that a blow from a splitting maul to the back of his head struck the fatal blow. One of the detectives described it as one of the worst bloodlettings he'd ever seen.
Right, 66. You did this out of some passion.
Shout out to one of the worst. What the fuck is that guy's job like? When Tester's daughter, like, or was he just one of those guys? He's like, I give it like top three. I mean, I'm not going to say the greatest of all time bloodlettings, but in my career, I mean, it's up there.
And I do have a question. You stabbed and you beat, which means you stabbed him to death, and then you turn around and you put your hands on him too. So there was like a little bit of both.
I just think he might have been upset, Karen.
Just a little bit.
When Tester's daughter, now 11, awoke in the middle of the crime, the masked Radovich allegedly told her, "Stay here, I'm going to kill your daddy." She called her grandmother after the crime and said a masked man had broke into their home and killed her father.
Holy shit.
So, yep. Let's get the swords out of these dangerous people's hands. At least he didn't kill the baby, I guess.
Right.
Thank God for small favors. All right, y'all, that's it. We'll be back later in the week. I don't know which days. Like I told you, Wednesday, definitely going to a game. Friday, I'm going to a game. We'll be all over the place. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my plans is to do a show every day. But we'll see how that goes, all right?
Yes, we will.
Until next time, I love you.
I love you, too. Mwah. Mwah.